Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. That was The Words You Cannot Say, a poem written by Jay Hatter, and the music written by and sung by Shout Even Shy. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We're a radio group, chat group, big happy family that hangs out together on allpoetry.com. And we... If you are a member of allpoetry.com, you can find us under the group tab. If you are not, it's free to join, and you can also find us under the group tab. Just knock on the door, and I will meet you there. We use the chat room board to share the links on the poems that are on the show tonight so that people can follow along as they're read, also so that they can comment. I am here tonight with my big brother, Jay Hatter. And if you'd like to call and hang with us, the number to reach us at is 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. We would love to hear from you. And on that note, I'm going to say hello, Hatter.
Hello. I thought we.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I thought we lingered around or loitered. What was the other word you used? We loiter around all poetry. I can't remember the word. Oh, shoot.
We loiter, That's different.
Well, I don't know if you said it that word, but you said it when it, I smiled too. What time you said we? It wasn't hang out. It was we.
Hmm.
I can't remember. You said
I can't remember either. I'm apparently the one who said it. We hang out.
Well, I know what you said about.
Chat.
I know what you said in the green room. I know what you said in the green room.
Oh, get off the green room, Hatter. That was even that even happened at a different gig, and
yeah. It was about the green room.
Yeah, I blush and you get a kick out of it, and
I covered it. I had your back. Nobody else.
Yeah, I know. Haven't let me live it down since, dude.
It's been a while.
It has.
I had it to the second. I had it to the second. Deb, go back to 2 minutes and 12 seconds into the show and listen to it.
Oh boy. Well, my saving grace for that is that my last gig deleted all my episodes, so nobody will ever hear my faux pas that night. Such is life. But let's open up these lines because, I see my sweet pea in that room. Hey, sweet.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show. And the dynamic duo, Steven and Kay, from A Poetic Slice of Life. Glad you're here, guys.
Thank you.
Lemon ices. Okay.
And right behind them is none other than Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne. Glad you could make it.
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Nice to be here.
Hey. Yeah. Wayne, who kicked my butt in fantasy football this last weekend. Congratulations, Wayne.
Five weeks in a row I won.
I couldn't figure out why I wasn't catching you with Mahone, because Mahone was throwing to you. Every time Mahone got points, you got points. I couldn't catch him.
I think I'm coming to second place this year. I think probably looking at the schedule. I got a good schedule coming up. Let's see.
Yeah, the buys killed me. The buys killed me 2 weeks in a row.
You got to change your buys out. You got to change them out. You see a buy coming. You got to get them out there. Get
too late. Too late. Damage was done.
Oh, well. Anyway, nice to be here tonight. Yeah. Nice to be here. It's important.
Yep.
All right. Well, on that note, I happen to know that Stephen and Kay have been on the radio all night, so I am just going to mosey on over here, and I'm going to grab Kay's poem, and I'm going to put it on the board, and we are going to get this show underway. As soon as I can see past Roscoe, there it is. Okay, let me take it to a team of voices. And hello, Angel, I see you out there. And thank you, Stephen. I forgot to do that. Okay. He put the link to the show on the board for me. Okie doke. Ms. Kay, take us away.
Okay. I call us flesh and bronze to ash garnets, golden evergreen. Cardinal woods of leaf deposits and timbered roots not know the felon of season. Old farmhouses of log to red painted planks. Home, wildflowers in white, simple like nature. Miles of ducks. Chickens walk freely. Freshly mowed grass, the hickory smoked notions, tickle senses, whisper, echo in peace, and bye.
Wow. I love the title, Blushing Bronze to Ash Garnet, Golden Evergreen. There's all kinds of gorgeous imagery just in the title there. Cardinal woods of leaf deposits. I like how you have.
Oh. Never mind. Sorry.
I like how you managed to slip those cardinals in there. I thought that was kind of clever. And then the wildflowers in white, simple like nature. miles of ducks, chickens walking freely. It's like you added to the journey there by putting the ducks and stuff in there. And how can you go wrong with a poem that ends with the words echoing peace? The thought is uplifting and hopeful, and echoing peace is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous metaphor there. I think you did a great job with this brevity, and another 10. She's racking them up too,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen. Awesome share, Kay.
Thank you.
And let's see. How about if you tell me what you think, Hatter?
There's are there train tracks?
Yes.
Perfect. I liked, and if you could explain the deposits in timbered roots, not know. Is that a play on words?
It is. I mean, you know, technically for many people, when they see autumn, most people equate autumn as a depression type of thing. They don't, a lot of people have a hard time seeing the beauty in autumn. I think autumn's beautiful. So sometimes, yeah, it can have that melancholy look to it. It's all about how you see it.
You're so clever. Now, in the foothills of California, I know how long the colors change. How long does anybody know how long the colors stay this color in areas like that?
I don't know. Maybe if you're lucky, about 2 months, month and a half.
Yes, around here, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty, man. Debbie's got some gorgeous pictures this week. Yeah.
Yes.
I do like your brevity, Kay.
Thank you.
great comment, Hatter. And I was just looking. It seems that only 98 people like this poem. Just 98 likes. Wow. Great comment. Okay. How about if I get a comment from Wayne?
Yeah, I like this. It's a lovely poem that has a lot of color and emotion in it. I could hear the tickle senses whisper. This is a laid-back, relaxing poem, and I like it a whole lot. It's a cool poem. Good job, okay?
Thank you.
Am I sweet?
Yeah, I really love kind of the peaceful imagery. It's just kind of like a retreat. Old farmhouses, log, two red painted planks, home, wildflowers and white, simple like nature. It was very melancholy and very just peaceful to me. And I kind of enjoyed that imagery.
Great comment. I'm still stuck on echoing peace. What a beautiful ending. And Stephen, while I grab your poem, will you comment for your lovely wife?
I like this a lot, too, because I know it's some of the imagery came from what you call our Sunday drives as well.
Yeah.
Because around here there are a lot of ducks and chickens walking around in people's yards.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
And I think that you could try well, too, you know, bringing that cardinal woods in, too. I know exactly what you were talking about, and I think it matches the colors in the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was perfect.
Tell me you recite the wind blowing through your hair, the car windows down, reciting poetry, driving through the country, eating chocolate cake.
Yeah. Chocolate
cake.
That, I had to throw the picnic in there. The picnic.
Oh, okay. Chocolate cake, huh? Okay. Well, Stephen, will you show us what you brought?
Yeah, I call this beautiful, relaxing music. Piano key dew droplets trickle on the busy creek. Smooth paper roofs of the crawdad shell homes. Hot coffee mugs do warm the hands and fire warms the feet. Blanket on an aerondic chair does warm those aching bones. And poem.
Showing off again with another one of those four-line poems that got a 10.
Sure.
Wow. Even. I know, right? Wow.
You're showing forage. Yeah.
4 lines. Unbelievable. Hot coffee mugs do warm the hands and the fire warms the feet. I love doing that, wrapping my hands around my coffee mug, and then the heat, it just feels so nice. And if you touch your cheek, you can, anyway, I like the thought of that, of the hands wrapped around there. And the blanket on those Adirondack chairs to warm those aching bones. There's a lot of visuals the warmth and relaxation tied to that coffee mug that the hands are wrapped around and that blanket in the chair. So this is stellar, and I'm still amazed at 4 line tens. Really, really showing off. Great share. Cutter, what do you think?
I know this place. It's called Alder Creek. My dad used to take us up there. It was a meadow on top of the mountains, or in the mountains. Climb up to a certain elevation, and it was just a big meadow. And the river stream ran through it, just like this. Looks just like it. Beautiful. Piano key dew droplets trickle. Piano key dew droplets. Because they're black and white?
The noise. I was going for like the musical noise they make when they hit the water.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Huh. Cool. I like you start right off with that. Piano key. You know, there's something about, if anybody knows, have played keyboards at all, those beautiful black keys and the music that it's played with those black keys, you know, in those, in the minors. Beautiful. That's reminded me of. So thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. And my sweet, can you comment for Stephen?
Once again, Stephen has this ability to write brilliance in very small lines. I just like the scenery of it. The kind of like that hope, that change of renewal, that kind of speaks through his work. Because I kind of feel that's what fall is like. And there's just that warmth and that sense of, I guess the only word I get is renewal of what's to come and what has gone, or what has passed. So once again, beautiful work and very few lines.
Thanks, sweet.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, will you comment for Stephen?
Yes, this is amazing. You did, for just the 4 lines, you described the picture perfectly. Had that creek in there, and you got the picture of the roof, and got the chairs. It's amazing. Such a short poem. You made it, captured the mood of the picture perfectly. That's a great job there, Stephen. Enjoyed it. Oh, you had a little bit of rhyme, too. You put a little rhyme in there, too. I like that, too.
Awesome comment. And before I have you read yours, Stephen, will you tell us what's happening at Poetic Slice?
Yeah. So we got a few shows this week. It's our Poetic Evenings and Movement of Sound Connection this week, as we're going to go back into the 70s. And we're going with quotes from the movie Saturday Night Fever.
I'm really bothering you. Oh, that's not what, yeah.
That's Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And then on Friday, instead of Thursday, we're going to do the Movement of Sound, where we'll feature the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever.
Sounds awesome. Thank you much. And Kay, did you want to talk about your reading challenge? I mean, your writing challenge?
Oh, okay. I just did, a writing challenge for the room because it's been 3 years as of last week.
Awesome.
You know if you want to.
Unmuted.
Hello?
Yeah,
I was talking to Kay. Congratulations to you guys on the 3 years. It flies by. Yeah. I can hardly believe that we're approaching our fourth. It feels like we just started doing these things yesterday, and we got the anniversaries rolling in. So
wow.
No way, our
three
fourth.
Years.
Wow, that's crazy.
3 years, wow.
Yeah, March is 4 years already. And Kay and Stephen have three. It's just like, wow. All right,
it feels like 4 years with us, but I can't hardly believe they've been on for three. It was 4 years.
Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As they celebrate, and they should. A lot of people have tried and come on, and they've done a few shows, and then it trickles away, and you know. And I don't mean this from any disrespect, but, you know, the other radio teams come and go, but you guys are hanging in there, we're hanging in there, and we're racking up these anniversaries, and you should be really proud. All right. Now, in the meantime, I just put Wayne's on the board, and if you guys click on that, I will push his recording.
Your show is probably the best thing ever happened to me out here on the Poetry World, so great job with the show you did.
Aw, what a nice thing to say. And before I push play, let's say hello to AP, who wasn't supposed to be able to make it. Hey.
I wasn't, but I have. There you go. It's just one of those things, Deb. So I got called in early and had lunch early, and I'm back. The only comment I wanted to make about Stephen's poem is that I don't know how anybody could get comfortable on Adirat's chair. Those chairs are so uncomfortable. Put a blanket on them, doesn't matter. I still get bruises from the damn things. Anyway, sorry. Aside.
Okay. This poem is about this picture, and the picture looks like to me those mountains are moving around back there, so it's called Moving Mountains. Hope you enjoy it.
Mm. Well, cool. Let's push play and see where you took us on this journey. Here we go.
This is called Moving Mountains. Misty mountains mindlessly march toward men, reside on parchment pimento plains back then. Evergreens eloped with the whistle tumbleweed. Teriyaki thatch is no match for a patch in need. Eggshell granite growled at the ballot valleys, frosted peaks marbled like dancers at the ballets. Motion of mountains, cratered, crisp countryside. Alloy avalanche answered when earthquake cried. Ruby redwood ran as slotted sycamores steam, cracking, crawling, rocky ridge crawling. Packaged porcelain portraits, placemats and perfume. Mortal men moved to Memphis to give mountains room. In.
Well, first I have to say, Wayne, it's great that you're back, because it was awesome to hear you read in it. Not that, you know, we haven't enjoyed the poems that you've sent in and that we've had readers for, but we've missed you, and it's always better to hear the poet read themselves. Also, I want to say that there was something about the background music. There was a gentleness, but the movement of it, I think, added to the thought of the moving mountains that you labeled here, which is a really cool title. Misty mountains mindlessly march towards men. Really great start. Evergreens eloped, thistle tumbleweed. Terracotta thatch is no match for the patch in need. I like the wordplay there, the alliteration. And at the end, The last stanza there, the ruby redwood ran. The slotted sycamores steamed, cracking and clawing, rocky ridge, crawling, it seemed. And sometimes I get tongue-twisted just trying to quote some of the lines from the poems, but you always read them so flawlessly. It's like I said, I'm glad you were able to record that, because it was awesome to hear you. And, Tyler, what did you think?
You know, I like the way he attacks a word bank. Like, okay, let's get rid of the peas. Bam. He does it very well. I like that it gives the character know exactly whose what piece it is. Yeah, I like the Misty Mountains. Another new, you know, Led Zeppelin, Misty Mountain Hop.
Led Zeppelin, yeah.
And I am always fascinated on cabins, mountain cabins, because they are tiny. They are supposed to be tiny, so they don't have to burn so much wood to keep it warm. I've always loved, I used to draw barns and cabins, so I've had fascination with them.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. And is Kay still here?
Yes. Yeah, I like the way this reads. The audio was wonderful. The music too as well. And the way you read was smooth and soft and beautiful. But I like how you said mountains, too, because I haven't seen the mountains a lot in my life, but the few times I have, they really are gorgeous. I had the opportunity when I was a teenager to visit Tennessee, and then when I see my dad, he lives in the mountains. So, yeah, it's its own special place on Earth, I believe, you know, being in the country, the mountains. It's a wonderful ride. It has a good energy to it.
Thank you. And if I see a mountain moving, get out of its way.
Awesome comment. And Stephen?
Yeah, long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. I like this a lot.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. That last line made me think of that. No, that's cool. I really like the alliteration in this way, and you're always good at that. And the imagery, though, is really cool. That line about pimento plains, that just floored me. That I never heard anybody use pimento as a color, but it sure is. It's bright red. I thought that was really cool. So, yeah, it's an awesome use of color, too, and the description of those colors. This is a great write.
Yeah, Stephen. Appreciate it, man.
Awesome comment. And two notes. The song you just started singing was one that my grandmother considered hers, because her name was Marie, and he's trying to get in touch with his Marie. So, of course, in the same way that all poems that have sweet in them are about Sweet Pea, that song was about my grandma, just saying.
My mom's middle name was Marie also.
My daughter's middle name is Marie, yeah. Actually, my other grandmother's name was Mary, and everybody called her Marie too. I never knew why. Anyway, sidetrack there. And the pimento, I believe, is from the word bank. And
yeah.
Wayne, will you please tell Hatter how easy it is to rack up the tens when you use my word bank?
It is. I got ten at this point, Mom.
See, Hatter, Wayne just racks them up. I mean, he's living proof that you want some tens, start paying attention to them instead of acting like they're...
Can't they go from pictures to pictures and quotes and then attack the color later?
Let me see.
We were just a few moments ago commenting on the fact that we're approaching our fourth anniversary in March. So you've had more than 3 years to try to adjust to the thought of using a word bank. Just saying.
Time goes by fast.
Yeah. You know, they say, I've been told I'm stuck in the 60s, man. I will approach it with an open mind and try to get that done for you.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, dear heart, but we will see. Okay. Sweet, can you comment for Wayne?
Yeah, it's kind of a place I want to go to. I want to be at. I want to and to see what I wrote. Is that me? Is that me making noise? Now everybody's asleep. I just want to make sure that wasn't me making noise. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just want to go there. I asked him to take me there in my comment.
You are a mountain woman.
Well, I live in Colorado. Go figure.
Yes, right. You're in Colorado. You're a mountain woman for sure.
Well, like, we want to go, too.
I'm in love with a mountain woman.
Come on by.
Coolness. And AP, will you comment for Wayne?
First line, Wayne, I got stuck on it. You know, the mountain sort of coming towards you, because it reminded me of one of my favorite all-time video clips, which is from, of all places, Japan, when a sort of volcano went off and there was a fire truck sitting there, and they sort of looked at it for two ticks and then thought, oh, shit, we better get the hell out of here. Because the whole mountain was coming towards them. And so I sort of got stuck on the mountain coming towards them. And I put a copy of the video clip up on the board for those interested. Cute pump.
Awesome comments, everyone. Now, AP, yours is on the board. Should I put play or did you want to read live?
No, I'll read live. Put it in there, Deb, was because I didn't think I was going to be here. And as it's turned out, I'm here. So since I'm here, I might as well read it, you know. All things being equal.
Sounds good.
This is only a brief one. But anyway, this is Autumn's Wine, and it goes a little bit like this. Matched a dark avenues of trees, unfolding as encircle the pavement, stand as sentinels, arms by degrees, leaves trailing merlot on arms bent. Drops of ruby fall to streams below, tides rustle as veins seeping tense. Tones into scarlet arteries then flow, their garnet juices held in suspense. Till waters ferment by red to bronze, days pine brown, then earth sphere. Branches heavy are skeletal fronds, wisps of colour lie lost, far and near. End poem.
Awesome. I like the title, Autumn Wine. It seems to fit so well. And then you use the words with the merlot and the ruby and garnet, all wine colors. So that was really awesome. Matched our dark avenues of trees unfolding. I like the idea of them unfolding. And the drops of ruby fall to streams below and tides rustle as veins seeping tense. And then the last two lines, branches heavy are skeletal fronds, wisps of color lie lost far and near. Skeletal fronds is an excellent metaphor. You know, usually I use like naked trees or colorless or whatever, but there's something about the skeletal fronds because it is like, you know, everything fell off, so it's left at skeletal. So I thought that this was a very clever brevity, that the color choices were perfect to bring the bold and vivid image to the forefront. So great share. And when I first saw you in the studio, I thought maybe you caught one of those tailwinds again that pushed you back and forth much quicker than you expected.
No, I'm not.
Hatter, can you comment for AP?
Yeah, gorgeous picture. I'm sure it's filtered a little bit, but that's absolutely beautiful. Matched our dark avenues of trees. Right off the bat, it just automatically think of the cherry trees when they blossom. Certain trees are the almond and olive trees around here that would blossomed in the orchards where I grew up. They were pink and white, and some dark pink. It was very, just looked like it snowed It was so thick on the ground. Absolutely gorgeous. Mm. And you did great explaining drops of ruby that fill the streams below. Showing off. Good job.
No, thanks, Heather. Cheers.
Yeah.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think this is a wonderful job. It's a great use of the reddish colors to set the mood of the poem. And this poem seems like it's like a scarlet tint. There's a lot of energy in the poem, and a lot of, like a little bit of suspense. And these words like suspense, ferment, and skeletal, they all work good with the color red. You did a great job of this. There's a little mystery behind the poem. It's kind of like a mystery to it, and it's a lot of energy. I think it's a great job of this. Wonderful.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
Awesome comment. And my sweet?
I think she may have gone.
No, I'm not gone.
You're not gone?
Wait.
Good.
I'm not gone.
She was saying
I was saying bye to
Evan and Kay.
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, hush now. I basically want a warm fire and a glass of fine whiskey as I look out my window at this, the brilliance of the color you described. I mean, I love drops of ruby falls, streams below, tones in the scar-like arteries and flow, branches heavy are skeletal bonds, wisp of color lie lost far and near. I just like the warmth of it. There's like a depth to it. Like I said, like a fine glass of whiskey, there's just something deep that runs through this poem, and I thought it was really cool.
Good description. Shot of whiskey.
Great comment, sweet. And before you read, do you want to tell us what's up tomorrow?
Oh, me. Yes. Tomorrow is Stephen King quotes. Let's celebrate Stephen King, everything from his wickedness and his darkness to his brilliance. I think he is such a broad writer. And he's the last author in my discussions of authors and horror writers and all of that. So please join me. Anything you want to write about. I put some quotes up there, but he has a trillion of them, I swear. Yeah. So pick a quote, pick a book, quick, anything you want. Memories of watching Cujo, whatever. Bring us a poem. Let's talk about Stephen King.
Langoliers.
I love Cujo.
I will try.
Hell of a movie.
That was like that.
All right, my sweet. So like, is what you brought.
Okay. I brought Amber Shades of Broken Promises. I ran from the heat of summer as the sun burned my shadow to onyx. The heat of the summer's betrayal left scars on my skin shaded yellow. Survival, I failed to spot the darkness in his halo. Love songs and sonnets bleed black in the stench of betrayal. Melancholy annex crushed my voice into silence, mouth bleeding from the thorns of red rope promises. Sunshine and lovers prey on the hopes of the honest. Flowers bloom under the guise of a warm embrace. As a cold breeze blows in silence, another seed falls dormant. Pathway to heartbreak follows golden roads to a wizard's false tricks. Shades of life and green die in the frozen rains of the dishonest. As blackbirds eat the seeds of warmth in the forest of autumn. Leaves fall from the trees of wooden-faced liars, and I lie under the tree of my life and cry tears and terracottas. The amber shades of beauty hide the stench of my death in fall colors. End poem.
My goodness, sweet. From the title, Amber Shades of Broken Promises, the title sort of promises some sadness to follow, and it did. One thing struck me big time. Love songs and sonnets bleed black in the stench of betrayal. Melancholy antics crushed my voice into silence and mouth bleeding from the thorns of a red road of red rose promises. I'm like, damn. Between the the love song's gone black and the thorns bleeding from the red rose promises, it was just like hard hitting. And pathways to heartbreak follow golden roads to a wizard's false tricks. Shades of life in green die in the frozen range of the dishonest as blackbirds eat the seeds of warmth in the forest of autumn. There's just the thought of the blackbirds eating the seeds, and when they eat the seeds, obviously nothing's going to grow because there's not a seed anymore, and it just seems like such a sad thing that they ate them, and now what happens to the forest? But like each part, burnt orange leaves fall from the trees of wooden-faced liars. I mean, whoever influenced this poem makes me want to hunt them down and slap the bejesus out of them because, like, there's so much sadness oozing from you in this poem. So just direct me where my fish should go. But this is really, really awesome. Sweet, that the imagery you use to portray that sadness, it is bold, and you're definitely a star. And oh my goodness, can anybody tell me why certain words make my phone go into a mode and then it tries to talk to me? Obviously, my phone is much. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what word I say, but every now and then my phone lights up and it's like, oh, what can I find for you? And it's like, who are you?
Oh,
I
mean, turn your system off.
I don't know what's going on, but it's really aggravating me. Anyway, back to this amazing poem. Yeah, no, like I said, sweetie, between the colors that you use to bring in the poignancy of the sadness here is like stellar. Amazing, right?
Thank you.
AP, what you think?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Somebody was asking me the other day if I had sort of a dark or a sort of sad poem, and I sort of said, well, I don't really do them very well. You know, I sort of do dark light. You know, it's a bit like grey. Whereas when Sweet gets, you know, into that mode, like go dark, it's beautiful dark. You know, it's green dying in frozen rains. It's not, you know, something being tossed into a dumpster and set on fire. It's like there's something beautiful about the death. And it's a beautiful image. And if you look carefully, I can sort of see, you know, it's almost like there's people buried in front there. And I would never have looked for it, but I just don't. But the amber shade is really hard to centre is just a beautiful piece of writing, and I just think it came out really, really well, Sweet.
Thank you, P. I'm very honored. Thank you very, very much.
Fabulous comment. Patter, what you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is dark, dark. It's disturbingly dark. It's beautiful, beautiful dark. Lost in thoughts of survival, I failed to spot the darkness in his halo. You have that kind of a line in every one of these stanzas. There's another one. Oh, sunshine and lovers pry on the hopes of the honest. And all the way down, pathways to heartbreak follow golden roads to a wizard's false tricks. On a list and went on two of my lists. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great comment. And Mr. Wayne Jett, what you think?
Yes, this poem is amazing. Every single line is a story in itself. You can read every line, and there's just so much in each line that you can talk about each line. It's so poetic. When she's reading it, it's so poetic, I get chill bumps. You know, I like the lines like sunshine and lovers pry on the hopes of the honest. That's a great line there. This poem has a lonely sadness of lost hope in it. And it makes me feel, I feel like I'm laying under the tree of my life and cry tears of terror. Like a great job. This is a wonderful and lovely poem. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Wayne. I appreciate that.
Awesome comment. And you're getting an ovation from Angel on the board, my sweet.
Thank you, Angel.
Okay, now it looks like it should not be a problem to only do an hour tonight because I'm about to read for Angel, and then that will leave us Gerald's poem, which is recorded, and I'll save Angel's for last. Crystal's for last, just in case she makes it. But in the meantime, if you guys please click on Heavenly Angel's poem, I shall read for her. Everybody ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is called My Unfinished Sentence by Heavenly Angel. Here we go. As the sun sets as liquid butter upon almond and apricot-tinted clouds, thoughts of you fill my heart. You enthrall my senses like the amethyst and periwinkle horizon, as the scent of fresh evergreens, as the view of silver mist hovering above cornflower blue waters. You are my words when I cannot speak, the syllables that spill forth from a heart full of love. In over 700 ways, in over 700 lifetimes, I could never fully express the held within. You are my unfinished sentence. End poem. I like that. You are my unfinished sentence. I was wondering where she was going to take it, my unfinished sentence, because you know how sometimes you get so close with people, you start to finish each other's sentences and stuff, and that's where she took it, and I like that she ended it that way as well. I like to call that, you know, coming full circle. But right from the get-go, the descriptions start off, as the sun sets as liquid butter upon almond and apricot-tinted clouds. And I'm like, I'm not the only one that comes up with these descriptive gems that make the mouth water, almond butter and apricot. And this, one of my favorite scents is the smell of almonds. It smells so good. And so now I got the thoughts in my mind with the scents, and it makes me sigh. And then we get to parts like, you're my words when I cannot speak, the syllables that spill forth from a heart full of love. I mean, really gorgeous. And then, like I said, bringing it all the way back to you are my unfinished sentence. Very gorgeous. And I see it's already won a couple of medals, which is often the case with you, my angel. You seem to bring your poems for the shows on Monday, and almost all of them always have a medal or two or five when you get here. So congratulations on that. Beautiful work. Sweet, can you comment for Angel?
Unmuted.
Sweet. Unmuted.
I am muted. I'm talking away. First, I think it's an amazing, right? It's full of richness and color. Its language is got a depth to it. But it's like threaded with thoughts of such deep emotion and love. It's like a river runs deep meets the forest of love. So I really thought it was brilliant.
Great comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
It's beautiful. You are the words when I cannot speak. You know, I felt that. What are the hallmarks? I've got to mention on the picture, I'm going to ruin it for you. If you look at the sun, remember the Beatles Apple Records, their label, what it looked like on their album? It's green apple with a light taken out with a leaf. Huh. Look at the sun. I see the apple.
I do see the apple now that you say that. Wow. Yeah. Got a bite out of it on the right, too.
Yeah. How cool. Well done, Angel. You're a hallmark. Warm fuzzies.
Oh. And Wayne?
Yes, I love the flavor of this poem. From the very beginning, you start out and said the sunset. I mean, I went, yum, that sounds great. And this poem is a little gentle. It's a gentle little poem that's made over easy. Your words I cannot speak. I like this poem. It's a little, got a little motion in it, and it's peaceful, and good job with this poem. I love it.
Awesome comment, Wayne. And AP, what did you think?
Yeah, it's got a beautiful, look, it's a great image, but it's got a beautiful sense of warmth to the colours. So the colours are not just used to describe the colours, they're used to describe a sense of feelings. And it's almost like there's this rainbow of rich feelings and sort of love that sits below the rice. And that's what the rice captures, and there's something quite beautiful about that.
Fantastic comment. Thank you so much, everyone, and thank you, Angel. Appreciate it, and congratulations on those 17 years on allpoetry.com.
Oh.
Now, if you guys would click on Gerald's link, I'll push his recording. Ready?
Yep.
Set.
Yep.
Go.
Zest of autumn. Autumn squeezes in between extremes of heat and cold, of light and dark. A final burst of color, life and death, bringing change at summer's end. Drifts of annuals say goodbye with droops and dryness, lying down upon their beds, letting color fade in patches. Autumn ushers in productive days when roots prepare for dormancy, storing nutrients for winter, adding strength to hidden tendrils. Leaves of glory shine in brilliance, waiting for release from duty. Unsung heroes of the forest, celebrated by an artist's hand. Gardeners judge and measure outcomes, making plans for next year's work, cleaning beds, creating compost, letting nature have its way. Autumn's morning chill enhances coffee's rich aroma, heightens energy for morning walks to greet a lazy sunrise. Urban dwellers get a glimpse in city parks and backyard trees, or decks with pots and window boxes, just a taste to set the mood. Crispy air and crunchy carpet adds an ambiance to crooked paths, among the trees and parks and forests, honored by the few who relish zest. End poem.
Zest of autumn. I like that word, zest. And with all the colors and the spice of autumn, zest seems to be quite perfect. And then you look at the leaves and the art, and there's orange and yellow, like lemon zest, orange zest. So I really, really like that choice. Drifts of annuals say goodbye with droops and dryness, lying down upon their beds, letting color fade in patches. I kind of like the thought of them lying down in bed rather than dying and drying out. There's something enchanting about the thought of them going to sleep into dreamland for the season. Autumn ushers its productive days when roots prepare for dormancy, storing nutrients for winter, adding strength to hidden tendrils. I really like that. Leaves of glory shine in brilliance. Love that sentence there. Gardeners judge and measure outcomes, making plants for next year's work. And there was something about that making plans for next year's work. I can remember as fall would kick in, my mom would go and get the shears, and she would cut, like, say, the marigolds off and break it open. And in each marigold, there's a ton of seeds. So she would get her envelopes, and then she would go to the garden, and she would get anything she had out there that seeded, and she would bring them in and let them dry. And then she would, like I said, bust open the actual flower bud, and the whole was packed with seeds. So something about that, making the plans for next year, made me think of my mom. So thank you for that, Gerald. I can literally picture her there pulling the seeds out. And I thought that was fascinating when she did it. And then the next year she'd go out and she'd put them in, and the flowers would be back. And it was just like a nice memory there. I almost want to cry. And then at the end there, crispy air and crunchy carpet adds an ambiance to crooked paths among the trees and parks and forests honored by the few who relish zest. And we're back to that word. I don't know why I'm so fascinated by that word today, but I really... But the poem is gorgeous, and the images that you set forth are as well. But for me, it was a nice little gift to have that memory of my mom getting those seeds. So thank you for that. Thank you for the poem and the recording. Much appreciation. Sweet, what do you think?
I think that he brought back memories to me. I mean, I miss the rich colors of an Ohio autumn. I mean, there's just something about it. It's just stunning. I guess if you've never been there, you'd never comprehend just being on the back roads and just see the trees are just so rich in color. So, he kind of brought back memories of the warmth of that, wrapped in the simple complications of this fall season. Because, there's such beauty in it, but it's also preparing for so many little deaths that are going to rise again in another season, and properly gathering and bringing them forward and, keeping everything the way it's supposed to be as, winter comes upon us, and then it'll be back there in the spring. So I liked a lot of his descriptions and his way of the words is, we say goodnight, but leave this for the next, but I really, really enjoyed it. It brought me back memories of Ohio myself.
Great comment. And AP, what do you think?
No, I really liked it. I think that it was a really interesting autumn squeezed out, that there's, the sort of big seasons and then autumn sort of sits in the middle and sort of dovetails everything else. And it was just... really neat the way that he packed into that and then went back at the end. I really liked the whole piece.
Great comment. And Wayne?
Well, my keyboard locked up on me because I got this new keyboard and it's not doing something right, but I can type, but I can't see what I'm typing. So I made a comment on the board, but I can't go to the poem. I didn't see it, but it's a great job, great reading. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. And Hatter, what do you think?
This is almost like I've never had a piece stand out so much in this manner, that he's almost like he recorded this in a memo type recording while he was up taking the journey, then went back and recorded it this way, because it's described so well. It's got... Remember we used to say AP when he would go out to the stand on the rock or out back or there, how far he got. We'd say he must be staring at this. And just, I get the same feeling.
Huh. very interesting comment. Great comment all. And with perfect timing, Crystal's on the line. Hey, Hope.
Hi. I thought the show was over. I was about to call, and I was like, and then I saw there was no more board, and I was like, did I miss it? I was like, what happened?
I had just grabbed yours because I saved it for last in case you called, and once I take the last one off, I usually just read the board, and I was excited to see AP tell you that, you know, it was still there. So I'm glad that you made it in time to read for us, and your poem is on the board. So, dear heart, show us what you got.
Okay. This is called Blanket of Cottage Leaves, and here we go. Carved twigs dancing in the wind, breaking branches onto dry ground. French leaves carry cranberry red, golden pumpkin, and nutmeg brown. Wooden planks dusty with the sweep of a green rake and a yellow straw broom. Rubber red boots scrubbed the woven mat as dried chestnut living room. Burgundy shutters shift along the raindrop windows as ginger rooftops blister the chimney with smoke. Toque tree trunks hug the basil grasses, painted with pine cones and scarlet oak. Ivory cotton sunlight blanketed the cottage with teapot picnic tables and gala apple cobblers. Crisp air creaks as the crimson curtains basking the house with roasted turkey gobblers and foam.
Turkey gobblers. I like that. You know, I think I had earlier, you said it was a hard choice, and I really love hearing that because I try to put a couple for each with each poet in mind, and then I watch to see what you guys pick, which helps me to know which ones to save and which ones to think you might use. So when you chose this one, I was kind of excited because, like, I love that little cottage. I could be perfectly content living there, as long as it's not too far from the beach, because I have to have access to the beach now and then. But there's just something about that little cottage there, all secluded by itself. And your title, Blankets of Cottage Leaves. So I love that. Carved twigs dancing in the wind, breaking branches onto dry ground. Crunched leaves carry cranberry red, golden pumpkin, and nutmeg brown. So the descriptions right there in the first stanza are gorgeous, and it nails the visuals here in the poem. Burgundy shutters shift the long raindrop windows as ginger rooftops blister the chimney with smoke. Blister the chimney with smoke. I like that metaphor. And then ivory cotton sunlight blanketed the cottage with teapot picnic tables and gala apple cobblers, which leads us back to those turkey gobblers. I really, really liked that you rhymed apple cobblers and turkey gobblers. I think that that's very clever. But the images are great. The sights and sound and scents that you put in are awesome. And you really brought the scene to life and made me want to be in that little cabin even more. So, beautiful, right? So glad you made it. Let me get you some comments. AP, you want to go first?
Yeah, I really love the first stanza, Crystal. I like, almost if I'd got that first stanza, I just sort of went, well, I would have wound up and stopped, I think. I just would have said, okay, that's me for the day. That describes everything. I'm done. You know, it just such a beautiful piece of writing.
Yeah, I agree. The opening stanza is gorgeous. And Wayne, what do you think?
Ah, looks like he must have got frustrated with that keyboard. Hatter, can you comment for Crystal?
Yeah, this should be written on the inside of that picture card. Honestly. All I have to say is tonight is another night of just all this poetry is just, you guys are getting so good. Just shake my head. Piecing it all together. Yeah, Burgundy Shutters. I guess I got to try the, she's going to make me try the word bank, guys.
You should.
Okay. Well, this is a good reason for me to try. Nice jumps. So, good to see you, I hope.
It is good to see you, Hope. Did you notice how she went from Crystal Hope, and then for a while she was, what, Crystal H? And now she cleverly changed it to Sea Hope. And we see Hope every time you come into the room, Crystal. Just saying.
Just Sea Hope.
Sea Hope, yes. While we're seeing Hope, why don't you tell us what's happening on Wednesday?
All right. This Wednesday at 9 p.m., I am doing a show on change because I've had a lot of things change in the last 2 years, and I feel like we've all had that period of time in our life where we've had a lot of change. So pretty much that's what it is, just kind of bring a poem on change or something like that. It can be personal. It doesn't have to be. It could be whatever you want it to be. So, yeah, that's happening this Wednesday.
I think I got one. Of change.
Fullness. And miracle of all miracles, we actually did do this show in about an hour, which was my hope at the beginning. And that never happens because, and I had to pick on you for a minute, Hatter, it seems like whenever I say, whenever I say I want to try to do this in an hour, that's when you're most talkative.
Hatter gets chatty. Yeah, Hatter gets chatty.
Yes, Hatter does get very chatty. So I'm thrilled that everything went so well. And I would like to, say that next week, the artist that I chose is Stephen Derbyshire. And he is an artist of seasons. And he has gorgeous art for the winter, the spring, the fall, the summer, and they're tender scenes, like, you know, a cat sleeping by a roaring fire or puppies. There's scenes out the window. There's scenes in the yard where you're sitting at a table having a snack with daffodils. And, I mean, his variety of art is good because we have so many poets from all around the world, and although it might be on its way to some snowy weather with the fall trees here, we got spring happening other places, so it gives more of a selection for everyone than just fall. So I'm hoping that this has something for everyone to tickle their muse and inspire more greatness. And on a little side note, Hatter, there's 200, I think at last count, there was 224 crayon colors to choose from. And if you...
That makes me feel better.
If you approach the art by first looking at it, and for example, I'm peeking at number 37, and there's a mom lab with a litter of little golden puppies running around, and there's a cat, and there's red roses, and there's green cabinets, and there's, you know, all kinds of colors just at a glance. So I think that would probably be the easiest way for you to start with word bags, because you don't have to try and force anything. You can just color it like a crayon box.
Start seeing unicorns and rainbows in my head?
In your head? I try to stay out of there, Hatter. It's a scary place. Just saying. But I did put the link on the board so that you guys can get a jump on which one speaks to you the loudest, which seems like they, there's quite a few choices out of this one already. And this is one of the ones that spoke to Titus before he left. So I have a recording there. But yeah, I think, as I said, there's something for everyone.
I was jealous. I was jealous because everybody had picked such good pictures before me. I went in to the last and chose, and I'm not going to do that because there's some gorgeous pictures you guys wrote too.
Yeah, well, that's why I put so many, because I a lot of times one will speak to half a dozen people, but there should never ever be any trouble finding one that's available. I try to go around three for each poet. So no excuse, Hatter, no excuse. Just get out the crayon box and color. See what happens. I'll be anxious to hear your score. So on that note, I'm going to say tomorrow at 10, join Sweet Pea for some Stephen King quotes, and Crystal at 9 on Wednesday. And we'll discuss the changes going on around. And I was just trying to peek real quick. I don't think that there is a Thursday. I guess it would help to look at the right calendar. No, tomorrow Thursday is an open night. So we looks like we'll be off. And then on Friday is open poetry with Liquid Damage. And then Critters on Saturday. So there's all kinds of great stuff happening this week. And on that note, I will say thank you to my amazing board, my big brother Hatter and Sweet and AP. I'm thrilled that you were able to make it. And I want to say thank you to Stephen and Kay and Heavenly Angel and Mr. Wayne Gent and Gerald and Crystal. Thrilled that everyone was here. Appreciate your time and your creativity. And I am going to take us out of here with a song, and for some reason, what is this guy's name? Because like this song has been driving me crazy. So if I can remember his name, that's what I want to go out with. I found it. Okay, I don't know what it is about this song, but it's suddenly stuck in my mind all the time. It's from Tatum Scott, and it's called You're the Reason. And I know why it's sticking in my mind, because they're using it in a commercial right now. And I had never heard it before, so it's not a newer song. It's just not rock and roll, so I hadn't heard it. But anyway, it's a pretty song, and after all the pretty poetry, I thought it would be a great way to leave. And I appreciate you all. Love and respect. Here we go.
Goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now. There goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. Oh, 'cause I need you to see you are the reason. My heart. and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. 'Cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
And that was Calum Scott, an English singer, songwriter, and he became known worldwide after competing in the talent show Britain's Got Talent, where he performed his version of the hit Dancing on My Mind. After coming in sixth in the contest, he released his version as a single the following year, which appeared to the UK Singles Chart and became Britain's best-selling single of the summer of 2016. He later signed with Capitol and in 2017 released this single, You Are the Reason, which is included in his 2018 debut album, Only Human, which reached number 4 on the UK album chart. Later in 2018, he collaborated with Leona Lewis to release a duet of the single, You Are the Reason. And it is also being used right now, which is where I heard the song, for a jewelry store ad on television. For engagement rings. So there you go. How does a big fan of the Got Talent, America's Got, Britain's Got? Well, here's one of those stories.
What place did he come in?
Sixth.
Yeah, because I think that's the year Louisa Johnson won Britain's Got Talent, and she's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I just, like I said, I had never heard the song before, but because it's on, and I think it's the jewelry store, believe it or not, is called K, without the E on the end, K Jewelers, and they use a piece of that song as their advertisement. So.
Oh, Christmas. Must be Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. So that's that, everyone. And we will see you tomorrow at 3P Show. Thank you, Hatter. Night.
Thank you, Deborah. Night.